is daf is daf pei hey, but we'll take it from the bottom of pei dalad amin beis. The Gemara, it's six lines up from the bottom. The Gemara says Tanur Rabbanim. The Braisa says Tanur Rabbanim. Kol ha-tanaim poslim beget divei Rebbe. Any Tanai, a person were to be to write to place in the get, would disqualify the get. Rebbe holds that you have to have a complete regular get, no stipulations at all within the get. Any Tanai would disqualify the get entirely. That's the opinion of Rebbe. Comes along Chacham and Chacham Omrim Kol sheposa al peh posa b'ksav v'chol she'eno posa al peh eno posa b'ksav. He does not say across the board that all conditions will disqualify the get. It depends. If it's a type of Tanai, that if it was said al peh, we saw this in the Mishnah also a couple of times, that it will be disqualified. So then that will disqualify if it was written in the get. If it's something that would not disqualify al peh, then if it was written in the get, it wouldn't disqualify the get. So what are examples? So Rabbanan say, chutz sheposel al peh, posel b'ksav. So we saw the case if the husband says to the wife, you're mutter to everybody, chutz miploni, except for this person you can't marry. We say that's disqualified when you say it al peh. So if one were to write that in the get, that would disqualify the ksivas al get as well. But if you were to say almanas on condition that you don't marry this person, or on condition that you pay money, so then that's eno posel peh. That will not disqualify the get when it's said to her. So then eno posel b'ksav. So then when it's written in the get, that wouldn't disqualify the get as well. So again, Rebbe says any tanai written will disqualify, and Chacham say it depends on whether it would disqualify when it's al peh or not.
According to one Mandelmar and what we learned before, I think even almanas would be disqualified.
Exactly. If you understood right. That mission of Ella to mean yeah. Almanas, so this right. Would be very good. So Gemara says, Amar Rebbe Zeir. Rebbe Zeir comes along and says, this whole machlokas, which machlokas? If you look at Rashi, the last one on the page here, the machlokas de almanas de Rebbe Rabbanon b'shekasu l'fnei ha-Torah. So now you have to remember that case. The whole thing almanas is going to be very confusing the next few lines. Just let's get through it, hopefully. So the machlokas of almanas, when you write almanas in the get itself, before the Torah, before the important part, that machlokas de Rebbe Savar Gazrinan almanas atu chutz. Again, this is going to be very confusing. I mean, even though almanas really does work, according to Rebbe, it shouldn't be a problem at all. Almanas should really be okay, because if I were to say almanas al peh, so if I were to write almanas, it's okay as well. But Rebbe was goes there, if we say almanas is okay, we're concerned if you write chutz, person might think it's okay as well. And therefore, you're not get all types of tanaim are going to disqualify the get. And Rabbanan Savri lo gazrin almanas atu chutz. He's not concerned. People know there's a difference between chutz and almanas. Chutz does disqualify. Almanas does not disqualify, and there is no such gzera, a vow. If it's la'achar torf, if you put this tanai after you wrote the meat of the get, you wrote the whole part of the get, and then you write such a tanai of almanas, divrei akol kosher, everybody agrees that it will be kosher if you write almanas. Umas nisin, our Mishnah, the katani kasvu, that says if you write in the get, it's possible, the Mishnah said. Even if you were to erase it, it's possible, the Mishnah said. Vokimna b'chutz, we said that it's talking about a case where you write chutz, that you're mutter to everybody, chutz mi ruvein. Aval almanas lo pasul. And the Mishnah said, if the indication was, if you wrote almanas, it would be okay. You have to say, how do you who's the author of that Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah says, if you write in the get, it's pasul, but that's only when you write chutz in the get, it's a pasul. But if you were to write almanas in the get, it's actually kasher. Who authored that Mishnah? So you have to say one of two things. Ebay Seima, it's either Lifnei HaTorif, you wrote it before the Torif, and it's only according to Rabbanan, because Rebbe disqualified Almanas, Lifnei HaTorif, or you have to say Ebay Seima La'achar Torif, it's after the Torif, in which case it's Divrei Kol, who says that Almanas is Mutter, if it's after the Torif. Okay, that's all according to Rebbe Zeir's understanding of this discussion. Rava comes along and Amar says, Machlokes La'achar Torif. The whole debate is even after the Torif, even after the Torif, Rebbe says, if you write any Tanai, it's going to be possible. Why? Because the Rebbe Savar Gazrinan Atu Lifnei HaTorif. If we allow a person to write a Tanai after the Torif, it might lead a person to write it before the Torif. He asered all types of Tanai.
Is that Exeras
Gzera? Ah. I'm sorry, which may lead him to write Chutz Lifnei HaTorif, which is the problem.
Exactly. So you say Ein goes in Gzera, Gzera. Right. So anytime you have a question of Ein goes in Gzera, Gzera, you have to say Kula Chada Gzera. It's all part of the same Gzera they instituted to Aser Chutz and to Aser Achar Torif. I assume that's what they answer.
Yeah, Tosus, second Tosus.
Okay, very good. All right, that's Mechavin. So the Gemara says, Rabbanan Savri lo gazrin atu lifnei ha-Torif. So he says, no, we're not goes there if the guy wrote after the Torif that it might lead a person to write before the Torif. Everybody knows there's a difference between lifnei and achar. Aval lifnei ha-Torif, but if it's written before the Torif, then divrei kol pasul, everybody would agree it's pasul, even almanas, even the Rabbanan would agree. So now we have the Mishnah, masnisin de katani kasvu, and we said kasvu is pasul. Vokimna b'chutz, and we say it's referring to a case of chutz, aval almanas lo pasul, but if you write almanas, it's not pasul, then you only have one answer, it must be l'achar toref, and only according to the Rabbanim. Because Rebbe would not agree achar toref, and if it's l'fnei toref, everybody agrees, even Rabbanim agree, that it's pasul according to Rava. Okay, good. Mar now quotes a brice at Tanya Vua de Rebbe Abin Kame de Rebbe Zera. He brought a brice in front of Rebbe Zera, Kasav get al Tanai, Divri akol pasul. So if you write a get on a condition, everybody agrees it's pasul. Divri akol pasul, how could that really be true? Va mifli pligi, we saw just before there's a machlokas whether that's really true, whether you write a Tanai if it's pasul or not. Ella, Ema le Divri akol kasher. No, it must be everybody agrees it's actually a kasher get. Well, that also we saw there's a machlokas whether if you write a get it's pasul or not. So Heichidam, Yusuf Gemara says, what's the case where Divri HaKol says that tonight is kosher? It must be Le'achar Torf, after the Torf. And this is Rebbe Zera L'shitasa. Rebbe Zera said, he said Le'achar Torf, everyone agrees it's good. Even Rebbe agrees it's good. Right. So this Brisa, according to this change of the Brisa, that's kosher, is a support for Rebbe Zera. So Gemara says, Lema, why don't you say Hareze Pasul V'Rebbe V'Tana Divri HaKol? So why not say, look at Rashi. Rashi says three lines from the top. V'lei malei, Rebbe Zera, latana, tani hareza pasul, v'lo tisne divrei kol, v'neima Rebbe Hi. So why don't you just say, keep it as saying pasul? But we changed something, was off in the brisa. So Rebbe Zera said, it must be divrei kol, he changed the word from pasul to kasher. Maybe leave the word pasul there, and say it's divrei Rebbe. Change the word hakol to divrei Rebbe, that Rebbe says that it's actually pasul. So he says, again, lema hareza pasul v'Rebbe. So he says, tani divrei kol. So it says, but it can change it to Rebbe because the Brisa actually says Divrei HaKol. So, Asne Kosher B'Pasul Michlifle. A person can get confused between Kosher and Pasul. Hareze B'Divrei HaKol Lo Michlifle. But Hareze with Divrei HaKol does not get switched. People could get confused oftentimes.
That's an interesting statement.
It is an interesting statement. But you know, you learn through a Sugya. You learn through a whole Sugya. It's very confusing. What's the bottom line? Is it Kosher or is it Pasul? Even though they're opposites, just that you don't know what the answer is. But Divrei HaKol to Divrei Rebbe, who authored it, it's much easier to remember the author than it is to be kosher and pasul. I don't know if that's really true, but either way, the Gemara says that it's easier to get confused between kosher and pasul than it is between Divrei HaKol and Harezeh. Okay. New Mishnah tells us now. Hariyah Muteres L'Chaladam, husband says to his wife, you're mutter to everybody, Ella. So Ella, we're saying, means chutz, except for La'aba, La'avicha, La'achi, La'achicha, to your father, to my father, to your brother, to my brother, La'avid, Lovdi Chachavim, all these people, U'lechol mi she'en la'alav kedushin, to anybody else who kedushin wouldn't be chal with, the halach is, it's a kasher get. Rashi says, Ella La'aba La'avicha, Lab Shiruhu, that's not leaving out. The Belav Isser Ishis Nami, but the Belav Isser Ishis Nami lo tapsi the condition. By saying you're not mutter to your husband, or your father, or to your brother, or to David, it doesn't make a difference. It already is Isser. So it's not considered being left off the get. It's Keilu who said, Hareyat Muteres L'Chol Adam. So then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Hareyat Muteres L'Chol Adam, Ela Almana L'Kohen Gadol. So let's say we're talking about she's an Almana. And that has to be a case where she became an Almana before this. She was widowed once before. She got married, and now she's getting divorced. So she says to he says to the wife that you're not allowed to marry a Kohen Gadol. We know, of course, there's an Issa Deraisa of a Kohen Gadol marrying an Almana. Or now she's a Grusha, and a Grusha Chalutza, we say you're not allowed to marry a Kohen. She's already also to marry a Kohen. Kohen Hedyo. Or it's a Mamzeres of Nesina, and he says to her, you cannot marry Yisrael, which she's already also to marry Yisrael. Or it's a Bas Yisrael, and he says to her, you're a Murtah to everybody, except you can't marry Mamzer or Nesin, which she's already also to marry those. V'chol Misha Yeshala Alav Kedushin. Now all these cases, even though there are Yisurim, if they were to get married, if a Kohen Gadol were to marry an Almana, or a Kohen Hedyo were to marry a Kohen, a Grusha were to marry a Kohen Hedyo, the Kedushin is Chal, even though it's an Isra. So then, since Chol Misha Yeshala Alav Kedushin, the Mishnah says, Afilo Be'evera, Pasul. That get will be Pasul, because there is a Shira, there is something that's being left off. Even though it's Isser, the Kedushin is Chal. And that get would not be good.
Rabbi Akiva agrees to this, but because he says that loving the...
L'chor Rabbi Akiva would not agree to
will
this.
Will not agree.
Yeah, I don't
know if the previous commandments.
Yeah. L'chor Rabbi Akiva elsewhere in Mishnah and many places, Yavamos and Kedushin, tell us that he holds that, as you just said, that even by Lavim, the Kedushin is not Chal. So L'chor, he's not the author of this Mishnah. I don't know if the Gemara addresses this or not. Looking down, it does not look like it. But I think it's a good Hara. Gemara says now, Klala. So whenever there's a klal, when it says kol and anybody else, where there's no kedushin, it comes to include another case. What's the case? Kalala the ratio, the kalala that appears in the ratio of Lasuya Shar, Chayav Krisos, to include all the other types of Chayav Krisos. The Mishnah didn't go through the whole long list. There's many, many other Yisurim that are Arayos that are Midin Kares. So those also are included, that if you say to her that you're Mutter to everybody except for that other guy who's, Kares to you, that certainly would be a good get, because that's not considered being left off. And the klal of the sefer, the klal at the end of the Mishnah, le'asuye, shar chayavi lavin, to include the other types of chayavi lavin that are usher to her, that there's a kedushin that's chal, even though there's an isser lav. Okay, pretty straightforward. And the Mishnah, the Gemara happens to add in the parentheses here, we'll just read them, kigon amoni, umuavi, nesini, mitzri, vadumi, a number of other people who are usher midin lav, but not midin karis, where the kedushin is chal, that type of get would be possible. Ask the Gemara, "Bay mine Rava me Rav Nachman, chutz mi kedushe katan mahu." Let's say he says to his wife, "Now you are divorced to me, but you cannot marry a katan." So that is something that's left off the list, but you know a katan can't get married. So mahu, what's the halacha there? Is that considered being left off the get? Mi amrinan hashta mi ala bar havaya, who right now is not bar havaya. Havaya means yatzav haisa to lashon of kedushin. Currently he's under 13, he can't get married to her, so there's nothing left off. She can marry anybody else. He's not of marriageable age, so it's not considered left off. It's a good get. Al Dilma, or perhaps we say, Asi lechlal havaya. This, he can, if she waits a couple of years, so then he will be subject to being married, and then she's not allowed to marry him. So that is considered something that's shiur, that's left off the get. So what's the psak? Amrlei tani suak tani, the brisa says, a ketana miskareshes bikidusha avia. A ketana, we know, whose father is allowed to marry her off on a deraisa level, he has that ability, and she could get divorced as well after being married by her father. So the Gemara asks, so what's the question here? Amai v'ha ba'inan v'yotza v'haisa. So Rashi explains here, if you look at Rashi here, look at Rashi, go to ketana miskareshes, around a little less than halfway down the Rashi's, ketana miskareshes. Im kibla gita l'achar misas avia. Her father marries her off, so it's a good marriage. Her father dies then. She, the Mishnah tells us, we learned this earlier in the Masechta, she now has a yad to accept her own get. So she's now divorced. And then Rashi says, b'kidusha aviha kolomer v'afilu kidusha aviha li'ish hazeh havilei kidushin gemurim. And even if it was a real good kidushin, she still has the ability to end the kidushin. She can accept the get even though she's a ketana. So v'ha ba'ina and v'yot v'haisa, says Rashi, delo megarsha elam kein ru'uya l'kadesh etatma li'ish acher. V'yot v'haisa means, the part that v'yot, you have to go be single, and now you have the ability to get married. But she's a ketana, so she cannot get married because she's underage. She was only able to get married because her father married her off. Her father's no longer around. And even if the father were to be around, he still couldn't remarry her once she's married once before. She has to wait till she's a gadola. So how could it be? Don't you need, we can't get divorced until you're able to get married as well. So we see, it must be that a ketana is able to get married, and maybe a katan is also able to get married. So the Gemara says, Ella, must be, no. What you could explain is, Ella, us, back to the Gemara now, as she gets older, even though right now she's not v'yotza v'haisa, she's not haisa, she's too young, she will eventually become havaya. She'll be subject to being married. Hachanami asi lechal havaya. So too by the case of the katam. The husband says to the wife, you're mutter to everybody, chutz mi kedushe katam. That's considered left off because eventually he'll get to the age of havaya. So therefore that's not a good get. Now the Gemara asks another question. Let's say you say chutz min ha'nolden mahu. He says there, you're mutter to everyone except for those people who are not yet born. You cannot marry them. So mahu, what's halacha there? Hashemi lo asyali. Right now they're not born, so there's nothing to be concerned. There's nothing left off the list. O dilma asida de misyali, but they will in the future become born, and maybe it is considered something left off the get. Amalei, they say tanisua. There's a brisa that tells us le'eved lo de kachavim. So this is the Mishnah that if he says that you can't marry the eved or the goy. So that's not considered left off because she can't marry them anyways. The kedushin won't be chal. Now im isa eved ve'ovichachavim nami avida dimigare. Wait a second. Avadim, if they get freed, they become Jewish. A goy can convert; he can become Jewish. So that's something that could happen down the line. So we are not concerned. We don't look to the future of things happening. So too by the nolden, they're not yet born. We don't look le'asid to see if they'll eventually be born. We look at it right now. So the Gemara says, no hanach lavli guri kaimei. An eved and a goy are not. They're not being omed. They're not. It's not going to be inevitable that they're going to be game. They might be, but honey, obviously leshlude kaima. There are going to be every single day. There are new children being born. It's vada that they're going to be new children. So it's very different. You can't compare these two cases. Then the Gemara asks another question. Chutz mi bala chosa mao. Let's say he says you can marry everybody except for the husband of your sister. So what's the halacha of the husband and the sister? So we know a husband cannot marry two sisters, but if the sister dies, then he can marry the sister. But right now, he cannot marry that man. So ma'o hashtam yo lo chazule, right now, she cannot marry that man because that man's married to her sister. El dilma zimna demasa mesacho. So sometimes her sister will die. And then chazule, then she's able to marry her brother-in-law as long as her sister died. So maybe in the future, down the line, it will be mutter. So amale tani sua, same exact raya. Levit of the kochavim, evit of the kochavim nami avida demagari. So, tani sua levit ulo ovid kochavim. That's not considered being left off because right now they're not chazi, they're not roy for her to marry. So the Gemara says a chilek. When it comes to an evid and ovid kochavim nami avida demagari, when it comes to those cases, they are, sometimes they will convert, it does happen. But gerish lo shchicha, misa shchicha. So you can't bring a raya from there because by the case of Eved and Goyim, it's not something that's typical. It's not common for someone to become a ger, so we don't anticipate it. That's why it's considered completely okay. We don't anticipate them converting. When it comes to Misa is something that happens every day. So there's a very, very good possibility that the sister might die before her, and she would be, and he would be mutter. So maybe that would be considered being left off and not being a good get. Okay, no answer yet. Then the Gemara asks, what about a case of Chutz, Mizinosecha, Mahu? So let's say he says you're mutter to everything except for the mizonos. What do you mean chutz mizonos? So Rashi says here chutz miznosecha shelo tivali biznus. I'm not talking about mizonos, referring to znus. Everything's mutter to you except znus is asher to you. You're not allowed to have znus, so you can't have znus anyways. What's he saying by this? Mahu binisuin haloshayer. There's nothing left off in the world of nisuin. She's allowed to marry anybody she wants, so it should be a good get. O dilma shayer bebia. If the fact that he's limiting who she could have beer with, even though it would be a be'isser, but still it's a limitation in what she's allowed to do with herself. So maybe that would be considered something left off and would not be a good get. So they bring their raya from the Mishnah, Tani Suha La'aba La'vicha, if he says you can marry everybody except for your father and my father, and we said that's considered a good get. Ubimai, and what's that referring to? Ilema bin Nisun, is it referring to in terms of marriage? Well, Abba Vavichan Binein Asuninu? Are they subject to being married? Obviously not. She can't marry her father-in-law or even her ex-father-in-law, and she cannot marry her own father. So what it can't be talking about in the world in Asun, Elav Viznus. So it must be in the world of Znus that he's limiting what she's able to do in her own world of Znus. Ula Abba Ula Vichahu Delo Shire. Only because it's her own father and her own ex-father-in-law, it's not considered left off because Aser Midin Arayals, forget Znus. Some other regular person, to a single person, it's not related to her, l'acher, it would be shire, it would be considered left off, even though again it's aser, it's still, he's limiting what she's able to do in her world of bia. So Gemara says, fine, so therefore it's not, maybe it would be considered being left off, unclear still. So the Gemara says, dilma b'nisuin, the avar v'insav. No, maybe he is referring to the world of nisuin, that you cannot get married to your father or father-in-law, even though it's not going to be chal, it's still, he's limiting what she could do in the world in a suin. Okay, so again, still no answer. Let's say he says to his wife, you're mutter to everything, but chutz mi shaloka darka. So he limits what the ability in terms of bia, what's permitted. So he says, you can't have bia shaloka darka. So that's still a limitation. So mahu b'kadarka halayashar. In the world of bia kadarka, there's no limitation. Everything's permitted to her, so it's not considered left off. Oh, Dilma Mishkve Ishik, if the project says Mishkve Isha, two types of Mishkavs, Mishkav Biashikadarka, Biashilokadarka, and therefore it is a limitation in what she's allowed to do and would be considered left off and not a good get. Another question. He says to her, everything's mutter to you, Chutz Me'afars Nidarecha. Except for her Afars Nidarim, you're not allowing her new husband to be made for her Nidarim down the line. So Mahu, what do we say? Binusun Haloshire. But in the world of Nusun, she could get married to anybody she wants, and therefore it would be a good get. Oh, Dilma Isha Yikimanov, Isha Yiferanu, Ksiv. That he's limiting her ability to be a wife and have the ability of her husband to act properly, so that is considered a limitation and would not be a good get. Another question Gemara asks.
That's an interesting one, right?
It is a very interesting one, yes.
Because it would seem that it's irrelevant.
Completely irrelevant. But apparently it's very part of the definition of what it means to be a husband and a wife. Then the Gemara asks, let's say he says to her, you're mutter to everything, chutz mi chumosecha. If you marry a kohen, or even I guess it could be a bas kohen as well, she cannot eat any chuma. So we say, same question, b'nisun haloshayar, in the world of nisun, there are no restrictions, she can marry anybody she wants. Odilma kanin kaspo ksiv, when she becomes married to a kohen, so that's, he now lacks the ownership. He's able to, the kohen's able to usually own her, and then give her the truma, because now that she's his, and he's limiting his ability to be koneh her by not allowing her to have truma. And let's say you say, chutz meyirushusecha, mahu, he says, your Yerusha is not going to be passed on to your new husband. So what's the halacha? Mahu b'nesu'in haloshayar, in the world of nesu'in, there's no restrictions. Oduma l'sher av yarashah salapazik siv, it says, that part of being a husband-wife is that the husband has the right to be yarashah. And he's limiting that, so that's a limitation in their relationship. And what if you say, chutz mikudushecha bishtar mahu? He limits how she could do kedushin. She could do still do kedushin mekesef. She could do kedushin with bia, but he takes it at one of the avenues of doing kedushin. Is that considered a limitation? So mi amrinan efshet mekadesh lebekesef bia. There's still a possibility. There's still, you could get to the same goal by different ways. Who cares the means? But the goal could be accomplished in other ways, which is kesef kedushin is the typical way to do it, anyways. The pasuk v'yotva ha'isa, connecting all havayos, all types of marriages together. So that if you don't allow kesef bishar or any of the other types of kedushin, rather kedushin bishar, then you are limiting her ability to get married, and therefore it would be considered being left off the get. The Gemara ends with a teiku, leaving about 10 different questions unanswered.
But all this, if you would say almanas, it would be okay.
Almanas would be okay. All these cases, well, I think so.
I mean, except everybody. For one man, the Amar, who says, right.
Except yeah. That one interpretation, right, of the word right. Ella, back right. To the Brisa, right. Okay, good. Okay. I see everyone's following nicely here. Okay. Gemara says now, the last line, the new Mishnah tells us, Gufo shall get Hariat Muteres Lechaladam. So it's very interesting. One of the last Mishnahs of Soloveitchik used to open up when he started Maseches Gittin, he would start with the end, with this Mishnah, I think. With the last few Mishnahs, because to really learn Gittin, you have to know what a get. We don't even know what a get is. We haven't found that a get. What it says, what's the text of a get? This is the first time we're being introduced. I think once before, actually, we saw it earlier, but that was the Gemara. The Mishnah tells us what's the text of the get on Pehei, the last six daf of the Masechta. So it says the Mishnah, Gufo Shaget, Hariat Muteres Lechaladam. That's the text. This is what a get is. Behuda, Omer, he says you could actually change the text a little bit and say, Vidon Deve Luchi, this. Rashi, will read Rashi along with the Aramaic. Vidon Dich, he says, Zeh, done is this. Zeh Sefer, this Sefer, Asher Yelecha, Rashi, the Mishnah says, Don Deve Luchi, it should be for me, Minayu, Sefer Tarichan, it should be for you, Luchi, Rashi, Luchu is to you, for you, it should be a Sefer Tarichan, a document of separation. Or Iger Shvukin, the Mishnah says it's a letter of being left alone. Get Peturin, it's going to be a get that's going to exempt you. L'mahach l'snavet, for you, l'minisavet, to get married, l'chol gavar, to any man, the yasvin, what does the yasvin mean? To stand? What do they say this means?
L'hinase,
I thought l'snasva means to marry, no? Shatirti means to whoever you want. Titzvin means tirti, anyone you want. Lisnasva means to marry. Lechogavar means to any man. The Tzbabin is to want. Whoever you want, whoever you choose. Okay, that's the Aramaic version of the get according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah says, Gufo sheget shecha. What's the text of a get shecha when a person frees an evet? Hariat bas charin hariat le'atzmecha. You are a free woman, you are to yourself. Any of those are good for the text of a get shechur. Mishnah says, Pshita, it makes sense, it's obvious. Amalah, he says to her, Lisho, he says to his wife, Hariat bascharin lomar luklum. Saying bascharin doesn't work for a wife. It works for an evet, or a shifcha, it doesn't work for a wife. Amalah, the shifcha, so he says to his shifcha, Hariat muteres lachadam, you're muted to everybody, lomar klum. You can't switch the languages of a get for a get shichur and a get shichur for a get. But let's say Amr Allah, he says to the Isha, to his wife, Hariat Latzmacha, you say to yourself, you're on your own now, you're independent, which is the language the Mishnah says applies to a Shifcha, Mahu. Will that work for an Isha as a get? Do we say Lagamri Kamarla? Olam Lacha Kamarla? When he says to his wife, Hariat Latzmacha, does that mean you're completely independent and it would work as a good text? Or does it mean you're on your own, go work on your own, but it doesn't mean that you're free, just Lagavi Lam Lacha, and would not be considered a good get? So Amar Le Ravina, Ravina says the Ravashi, Toshma, quotes a Raya, the Tanan, the Mishnah says, our very Mishnah, Gufel Sha Get Shechur, what's the text of a Get Shechur? You write to a Shivcha, Hariat Bas Chorin, Hariat Litzma Atzmacha. So now we are going to learn from this, Ma Avda, the Kanile, the Gufe, an Eved, a Shivcha, who you own the entire Guf, more, you own an Eved, a Shivcha, more than you own your wife. So the Kanile, the Gufe, so Ki Amar Le, Hariat Latzmacha, when you say, really should be, I should be more precise, Hariat Latzmech, you're really to yourself, to her, Kane Gufe, So you could certainly let in a shifcha who I own, the shifcha. I could certainly let her go free with that language. And isha de lo kani gufa, a woman who I don't own her body the same way I own a shifcha. Lo koshke, and certainly harei at latzmich should be a good get. That's the initial ride the Gemara wants to bring, that harei at latzmich does work for get. So Amar le Ravina le Ravashi, Ravina says to Ravashi, Amar le la'avdo, let's say you say to your eved, Ein li esek becha mahu, I have nothing to do with you anymore. Is that considered a get shichra? Amar le Rav Chanan le Ravashi, Amar le Rav Chanan michozna le Ravashi, Tashma, he brings a raya. The Braisa tells it, the Braisa appears also in Kedushin, the Tanya ha-mocher avdo lo'ovid kochavim. A guy has an eved, he owns an eved, and he sells the eved to a guy. The halacha is, yotze lecheres, that guy, rather that eved goes free. V'tzarech get shichur me'rabba rishon, by you selling your eved, that in essence is a way of showing him that he goes free, but he still needs that document proving that he goes free. Not only proving it, but actually he needs to get shichur to allow him to go free from the first master. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, ba'med v'amamur, when is this really true? Shelo kasva alav ono, when he did not write ono. Aval kasva alav ono, zeho shichur, so my ono, what in the world is ono? So Amar Rav Sheshes, de kasva lei lichshativrach mimenu, when you run away from him, you have nothing to do with me anymore. So if you write such a language, such a shtar, when you're selling the eved to the guy, you give him a ksav ono, that you're free once you get away from that second master, so then there's no need for a second get shichra. But if you don't write such a ksav ono, you just sell him off to the guy, then one would require to write a get shichra, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So what does it have to do with our case? How does this prove this case here? Again, we wanted to know earlier, you say, Ein li esek becha, does that work? So the Gemara says, what's a ksav ono? If you write, when you run away, Ein li esek becha, that served as a good language, a text, to free the Eved. So that does work as a get shichur as well. Okay, let's go further now. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Meomer, Vidon, Dehevi lechu minah sefer tarichin vayger shvuk, and that was the language Rabbi Yehuda allowed in the get. So b'may kamifli, what's the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda? He had a little bit more different language than the Rabbanim. Rabban Savri, Yadayim She'ein Mochichos Havan Yadayim. If you remember from the sugyas in Maseches Nedarim, I think also Nazir as well. Yeah, and also Kedushin. That Yadayim She'ein Mochichos, if their hands we said, like just like a pot has a handle, so you hold on to the handle, you hold on to the pot. So if you say a language, whether it be in the world of Nedarim, Nazir, Kedushin, Gittin, we saw Ma'alah Peya, we saw Tzedakah, we saw Nedarim, you hold on to the Yad, the handle, but it's not clear as to what the handle, it's a Yad to. What are you really trying to say? You say something very ambiguous, but unclear what you're referring to. So if it's a Yadayim Sheina Mochichos, it's a handle that's not very clear, Havin Yadayim, it is considered Yadayim, V'af Agav D'lo Kasav La, even though you don't write her, V'dan Mochicha Milsa D'Bahagita Kamagarish La, but it's clear that you're using the get. So how does this explain Rabbanan? What did the Rabbanan say that was unclear? What was the Yadayim Sheina Mochichos? So Rashi says here, you see Rashi, Yadayim Sheina Mochichos, says, Beis achiza ledavar, like I explained, lechos, you hold on to something. Velomer hochiach shayidei sefer zek girsha afil hochiavi beis yado. I gotta move. It's what time is it? 7:30. Okay, I gotta pick up the pace a little bit here. Armina midikasav get vihevi viav galadaita de bahai gita girsha. You want to give this get to her, but you don't say in the text who it's referring to. You don't say to you. You do say ariat.
You don't say this.
I don't say this. Ah,
done.
Fine. You don't say this. So according to Rabbani, even though you're not saying this is being the mechanism of the get, it's still a good get. Because it's clear what you're doing. But according to, back to the Gemara now, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Yadayim Shein Mochichos L'Havin Yadayim, if it's not clear what you're referring to, it's not considered Yadayim, it's not considered a handle. V'atayim adakas alod v'don, only because you said v'don, this get is being the get. D'muchu chamilsa d'bahai gita kamagarsa. V'alokas alod v'don, if you don't say this, amri b'dibur garsha, you're trying to use your speech to divorce her. V'shtar raya b'almahu, and this simply, the shtar serving as a proof. And that won't work. The shtar has to be the actual mechanism. It can't be a proof. That's why Rabbi Yehuda requires vidun, this. You have to specify that this is what's being used as the get. So Amar Abaye says, now, hi man, the cause of gita, lo lichta, when a person writes a get, lo lichta vidin, he shouldn't say vidin with a yud, dimash vidin, el vidun. Vidun means this. Lidin means, I probably need the article for the side here, vidin means, din, like din Torah, the judgment is this. It has to be vidun. Dun means this. You have to be very accurate in the way you write the gittin. So furthermore, v'lo lichtov igeres, don't write a letter, demashm igeres, that it's a letter, with a yud, igeres means it sounds like it's schar, rather, ela igeres without the yud, that means a letter, a document. V'lo lichtov limehach, with a yud, demashma limehach, it sounds like, for me, it's for me the get, okay, it's supposed to be for you, So right without the yud. But lo lichtov limechach, which mashma, don't change the hey to a ches, the mashma kihucha. Sounds like you're just trying to play games here. Be very, very accurate in how you write everything. The tevin, the titzbayon, tlasa, tlasa yudin, they each have three yuds in them in writing the text. Mashma tevayon, the titzbayon. So it sounds like, what's the reason for the three yuds there? What does that mean here?
Distinguish now between, if you said the havyon,
sounds like a third body here. Sure, it sounds like you're referring to some other person, not your own wife. That's the issue, I think. Okay. V'lorche levav de teruchin ulevav de shvukin dimashma trichin v'shvikin. So also, they make sure you elongate the vavs here. That's written teruchin and shvukin, as opposed to trichin and shvikin, which are different words. V'lorche extend levav of de chedu. So it doesn't say chedi, which sounds like nothing. Chedu has to be the way you write it. But lichtov linsave, write insave with the aleph in the beginning. Dimashma lo yinsave. If it's otherwise, it sounds like don't write lo lichtov linsave with an aleph, because that sounds like don't get married. Ella lihisnasve, write a hey to make sure that you're allowed to get married to anybody you please. Okay, let's go. Should we jump to the two dots? Should I get to the two dots? What time is it? Okay, let's stop here. And we'll pick this up tomorrow. With a little more extra time tomorrow. Well, tomorrow's daf is long in the Amud Beis, so we'll get there fine. Shkoyach.